People sometimes ask, why can't a person just make their decisions about their own life and about what is right and wrong based on their own conscience? To this we answer that a person should strive at all times to live in accordance with God's will. It is thus incumbent on a person to learn what God's will is, as revealed by his true prophets and righteous sages. Since he, in his infinite wisdom, did not choose to program this knowledge into us from birth, but rather that we should acquire this knowledge through education. There is no guarantee that a person's inherent feelings of conscience will be aligned with God's will, since each person is influenced by the secular outlook and the immoralities of the society around him, and by his own passions and self-interests. The Lubavitcher Rebbe explained this in a letter to an individual who sent him this very question, which is printed in the L'Chaim publication, volume 318. The Rebbe answered, "You write that you would love to learn what it means to walk in the presence of God. I trust that you know of the so-called seven commandments given by God to Noah and his children. These are the establishment of courts of justice, the prohibition of blasphemy, of idolatry, of incest, of bloodshed, of robbery, and of eating flesh cut from a living animal. These seven commandments which God gave to all mankind are the seven basic laws which embrace the whole life of society as well as the individual, to ensure that the human race will be guided by these divine laws of morality and ethics, and that human society will indeed be human and not a jungle. To be sure, Jews were later given many more commandments. However, this in no way diminishes the fact that Gentiles can and must attain complete fulfillment through the observance of these seven commandments of mankind, with all the ramifications. For inasmuch as they are God-given, they provide the vehicle whereby to attain communion with God, and thus walk ever in the presence of God, as you write in your letter. I would like to make an additional essential point. If there was a time when some intellectuals thought that there was no need to connect the rationally appealing laws of ethics and morality with divine authority, the fallacy of this thinking is now abundantly clear, for we have seen, in our own day and age, a whole nation that had boasted of great philosophic advancement and ethical systems sink to the lowest depth of inhuman depravity and unprecedented barbarism. And the reason for this was that they thought that they could establish a morality and ethics based on human reason, not subject to the authority of a supreme being, since they thought of themselves as a super race. There is surely no need to elaborate on the obvious. From what has been said above, it is clear that no individual can rest content with his own observance of the divine commandments, but it is his responsibility to his friends and neighbors and society at large to involve them in the observance of the divine commandments in daily life and conduct. If you would like more information about this, please visit www.asknoah.org and send us an email.